Okay.
I'm going to get started with the special meeting of the Budget Committee today, April 25th. Open ceremonies.
Where am I? Oh, I'm sorry. Director Hoagland?
Here.
Director Garcia?
Here.
Madam Chair, I move the agenda as presented.
I'll second.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye. Public communications. At this time, the public may comment on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair.
And there is no public communications at this time.
Moving on. Items of business. Individuals wishing to speak on the items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form in order to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at the time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. Review and discussion of the proposed operating budget for 2019-2020.
Okie dokie. I see a mistake already. Where on your income page where it says Kaiser down there, it's actually supposed to be one step up under the grants. That $6,000 was part of the $10,000 mm-hmm. Kaiser grant we got.
Yeah.
We received, and the $4,000 went to the pool.
Yeah.
the free lessons. We did not have any first 5 classes this year. And we don't know what's going to happen next year, so I did not budget anything there. as you know, the teen center, we did not get renewed for the grant, and they're in the process of looking for funding. And in the expenses under that, I did budget the same as we budgeted for these 6 months for this year from the general fund. To come from the reserve. Now, Randy has been very frugal and has not spent nearly a lot of that. So whatever's left will carry over and we can use that. We won't have to have the whole 45, I don't think. And then that's the Teen Center General Funds is 45,374. That's for the first 6 months of next year. This budget is bare bones. It's a guesstimate, just because I don't know what grants we're going to have and that kind of thing. The things I do know I'll put in, but yeah. The capital, we're looking at having 22,000 left at the end of this year of the 57,000 that you approved, that the board approved. So we're just going to transfer that over to next year. And that's about it on income. Under general fund, the senior accountant will be Jessica, so she will be replacing us, so it's going to be a little cheaper, not a whole lot, a little bit cheaper. I am going to have a vacation payout when I quit of about $10,000. I've been trying to get it down from 15, so I take Mondays off and I take days off here and there so you guys won't be at least save you some money there. I did budget $4,000 under part-time office assistant, which is Jessica's right now for me. So I'll still be on the books and she can call me in if she needs me. Just part-time if she even needs me, but I am going to be available by text, and she knows.
Right.
She can get a hold of me anytime for any help she might need. Let's see. And again, under recreation expenses on the next page, once again, we don't have no idea about first 5. A lot of the budget is pretty much the same. There's a lot of the same thing we're doing. On the next page, under shared park expenses, that's the assessment, part of the assessment. It was a little higher this fiscal year in 18-19 because it was June of last year that the shop got broke into and everything was taken. So it's been all this year they have been replacing most of the stuff and repairing the stuff that the tools and what have you that were taken. Everything else is pretty close here. If you go to two more pages to the grants and reimbursement programs at the top there. That's I just have that there because we had it budgeted this year, but the first half of this year, the PSSF grant, we did have, and it's not renewed, so that's why that's all zero, that whole section. And then the Teen Center general funds, that's from the reserve, that's the $45,000 for the first half of the year. And then hopefully he'll have something in place by that time to replace it. The youth services grant, we have one more year of that, and that's the same. The youth academy, this year they added 20,000. It was 75,000. They added 20,000 for the program supervisor stipend to pay Randy to oversee Hezekiah and the whole program, because this is his first time, and they sent us 20,000 extra to cover him. The Koshlin Fellows Fund, I didn't budget anything. There's like 23,000 in our reserve for them. That's theirs. Randy has stated that it may come over to him to use, because something is not getting done.
Right, they haven't done anything else with it.
He's the San Francisco Foundation told him that they will probably just let him budget it and spend it where he needs to spend it, or they would like to see it spent, actually. The recreation grants, those are all Keller. We don't know if we're getting those yet. We are applying for them, but... And then there's the $22,000 for the trees. We have no idea what else capital expenses we're going to have. Between the income and the expenses, the general fund capital, that $183,511, that's the difference between our general fund income and our expenses. So that's our underspent. That it's just projected. We don't know what's going to come up and bite us in the butt. So, do you have any questions?
Well, I guess I have one question. Mm-hmm. Under wages and benefits, community center?
The community center is the weekend people. Be quiet. It's been there for years, folks. No, it's just the weekend people that work for the rentals.
Right.
They're not the same as the weekday people. Now they are just... because we're short of people, once in a while we'll have them work weekends, but it's usually there's two people that's all they do. It's just the weekend.
So it's a community center weekend staff.
I'll change it.
Well, the only reason I asked is because we look at all the others, like we have the custodians and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then it says community center.
Right.
Well, I think what I used to do is put everybody in one years ago, but I did take those out. I can change that. That's no problem.
How much longer is the lease on the copier?
It's done this summer, right? Did the man?
It ends this summer.
Yeah, somebody came by this a month ago, and he said ours is up in the summer. So I guess Doug needs to decide if he wants a new one or renew it. I don't know. So that's in the process.
But renewing it.
We can get a new lease, or don't they, you can buy it out, or something like that? I don't know how leases like that.
Well, in this one, no.
No? Okay.
So that $4,900 carries over every year, even after the leases.
Yeah, because we, what are he saying?
That's
we
the
have to
laws.
Get a new lease.
We're going to just renew the lease. That number may go down. If I negotiate a better lease, sometimes you can do that. So, but we'll always have that expense.
Right, but I'm thinking if, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe the unit we have is horrible and we need a new one because you're ready to kick it. and so that wouldn't, then it wouldn't bother me at all if it was a...
I have to check to see. So you're kind of saying lease to own, and I don't know if it's a lease to own program or not.
Well, and even if it isn't, if we're keeping that unit in a new lease, mm-hmm. it should be substantially lower because it's a old model
right.
compared to a new model.
That's what he said.
I'll negotiate.
Yeah, I mean, the only reason I'm asking is that mm-hmm. so we know that it's...
Yeah.
Because I know they come out and they check the paper count, the copy count, and all that kind of, you know. So if we're going to... still use that same unit, and I don't know if the girls say that it's not good enough, we need a better one, then that's...
We'll have to see what's the latest and greatest.
They're the ones that do all the work with it, so...
But it's been fine as far as we're concerned.
But you know what I mean? If you guys, the people who touch it, have concerns, and if you tell Doug, and he gets a newer, greater...
Well, I would have heard.
He would have heard.
Right next to me.
But Debbie's is under this one, too. They added that one to so they're both under the same lease.
Okay, cool.
Trying to think if there's anything else.
Just the revenue projections, a little more aggressive.
Yeah, I added another $50,000 in the property taxes because they seem to have been going up every. But I'll know better after we get the April.
But the number of homes that are still bank-owned is down appreciably. And so that's where the balance is because now instead of Prop 13, pre-13 mm-hmm. funds, mm-hmm. they're paying property tax on today's value.
Right.
And
that's
where the $50,000 came in.
Yeah, a lot of the houses out here are rented too, so the landlords pay the property taxes and they pay them. But
as a renter, I think I'm paying mine, yours, and theirs.
Yeah, probably should.
Sure.
Anyways, it's...
How are the season passes doing?
They're doing well. This year, I don't know. We haven't had enough people sign up yet to know what's going on. But last year, I was surprised at how
we did.
I was shocked.
When are we going to put the sign back up?
It's at the sign shop getting the date
fixed.
The date changed, yeah.
So it probably goes up.
Can I ask that when the guys put it up, that even though it's not our property, that we weed in front of it?
Yeah.
So that we can take a lawnmower down and whack it? Because we want people to see it really well, and it is such a cool-looking sign, and that's a great
place. You know what, I'll bet you the dime goes on. She's already thought of that.
Yeah.
Lori, she's always on top.
I come out of there almost every day, and so
the
weeds cover the political signs, which is great,
but
we don't want them covering our announcement of the Aquatic Center.
That's a good thought. Yeah.
The other thing is, have we sent a note out to the schools to tell them about it?
Not yet. Lori has, she'll have to do a flyer and get it approved.
Right, by the
and
district,
then,
right.
I don't, you know what? They don't do flyers anymore.
No.
I think it's just to put it on their website. And so all the parents are supposed to go and.
Yeah, they don't do flyers anymore.
Look online. That's right. I just remember that. So she'll have to look into getting it on their website with their activity. Calendar, whatever it is.
Because the other day, my grandkids are doing something at Bel Air this summer, and there was something said in there about an aquatics event day, whatever it was, and it was like, well, it's not like I have to guess where that's going to be held.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is it?
They've been using
for what grade did it?
It's elementary. Just the summer school, the summer activity thing.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. Sometimes they have pool parties for these kids.
And it looks like we're only talking about it renting out once. Is that right? Isn't $600 what it is for one time, or is it $300?
No. I just went by what we had last year.
Okay.
Which wasn't very...
Well, because we didn't...
But I think this year will be different.
More people will be aware of it and...
Yeah.
Yeah, we just want to be conservative on that figure. For
sure. We'll have more. Yeah, because we had none last year, so I have nothing to go on.
That's all right. We'll make twice that in the snack bar because my grandchildren...
Yes,
and then stupid sucker rings thing.
The snack bar started late last year, too, and... They made that much, so I think the snack bar.
Yeah, I'm.
Good too.
I'm telling you that I paid half of that for suckers.
I'm sure.
And then my wife would come home and tell me how much she could buy a box of those things for what they paid $2 for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's lurking behind you. You don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So it looks good. So the lessons, we're not increasing. The number of lessons?
No, because I think we filled up last year. So unless she raises the prices, I don't think it's going to change much.
I don't know why I thought there was something said about more timing, and that was...
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Maybe I misunderstood.
What she has set up.
So it looks great. So do we need to do anything, or is this just... discussion, and then it'll be brought to the board the same way.
It'll be brought to the board with your blessing.
At the next meeting.
Well, yeah.
At May's meeting.
Then I guess if you need blessings, blessings.
Any other questions for you? No? Okay. So, closing ceremonies.
Make a motion, we adjourn.
Second.
Director Garcia? Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.